The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gwartzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Mechon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah and the Afnan Testament Beis stells a verki yisoid that a taglachas of a nazir, that after a nazir, Nazir becomes Tomei, and he has to redo the Taglachas. He has to do Taglachas and then redo the Naziris. The Taglachas of Naziris cannot be Doicha a Mitzvah, the Taglachas of Mitzvah, meaning if we have a Nazir who's a Safik Nazir and is also a Mitzvah, he cannot do one Taglachas for both, and the Taglachas of a Safik Nazir cannot be Deicha Mitzvah. If it's a Vadai Nazir, then it could be Deicha. If it's a Safik, then it cannot be Deicha. And therefore the Gemara says what he first has to do is get rid of the Mitzvah, and then from there move on to the other parts. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Naziris says that this that we say, that even though there's a Safik Naziris, that Machmas, the Safik Naziris, he is allowed to be Megaleach Roshoy, this is only true if the person who we are talking about is a katan or an isha, where, as we mentioned earlier, there's no chiyuv of an iser of bal takif. There's no iser for a katan or an isha midayraisa akaponim to cut off their peis. Therefore, they can go forward and do what a nazir needs to do, which is shave all the hair on their entire body. Masha'enkein, Zokti Rambam, if we're dealing with a Gadol, since we hold Hakafis HaRosh, Hakafis Kala Rosh Ma Hakafah, meaning that if somebody cuts off all the hair on their entire head, we call that Hakafis Kala HaRosh, and that's Ma Hakafah. That's also Asimitzad Peis. So therefore, when the Nazi is going to cut off all the hair on his head, included in that is going to be the Peis. And therefore, Zokti Rambam, Hayois, he's only a Safik Nazir, he would not be allowed to do that. What is the tzad of Hakafas Kala Reish, Shema Hakafa, or Lo Shema Hakafa? So, Ba'atzim, this is a machlokes in the Gemara, whether we say Hakafas Kala Reish, Shema Hakafa, or Lo Shema Hakafa. And the yisoid is that there's a big tzad to say that Hakafas Kala Reish Lo Shema Hakafa, meaning that if a person cuts off all the hair on his head, there's no iser to be makif. That's not an iser of Lo Sakifu, because the iser of Lo Sakifu is to leave other hair maybe and to cut off the peis. Then to have the hair even with the ears, that would be an issue of Laisakifu. Masha'enkein, when there's no hair altogether, there may be a tzad to say Laishma HaKofa, there's no issue. And according to that, even if a person would only be a Safik Nazir, he's not being over an issue by shaving off all the hair of his entire body, he'd be allowed to do that. However, the Paiskim disagree, and the Paiskim say that HaKofa's color Rosh, Shema HaKofa, and therefore it would be Asa. Asayis ki paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Simin, Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Beis, says, Mechaber writes that even if it's Katz Kala Rosh, it's also Asa, because we hold Akafa Kala Rosh Mahakafa. The Tashbats, the Shal Sechuvas Tashbats, and Chedah Gimel, Simin Tzadi Gimel, was asked the Shaila, what's pshat that there's a minig ha'olam to cut off all the hair on the head? seems that in those days there was a shtark minig that people had, that they would shave off all the hair on the head, everything, including the pace. And the question that he wanted to know is that what's the inyan, what's the pshat that they do this? And the Tashbatz writes back to the Shoyl that it's a double pasha, that it's aser, and he says, I myself, when mevatel this minig, I went to many people who had a minig, who were doing this, and were shaving off all the hair on the head, and I told them that it's aser. And he says, not only is it aser to use a razor, to use a tar, but even just to cut it with a scissor is also aser. The Ma'aseh, at the end of the tshuva there, he comes out, that someone who's karev l'malchus, so for him, it's a shas hadchak, seems like all the goyim went without hair on their heads, and therefore, for a zah person, he would be the eved, be allowed to do it. Zokti Tashbatz, I l'chore be'etzem, there's maybe another reason to aser. The other reason to aser is that l'ma'aseh, the reason why the goyim do it, is for avodah zarah reasons, and therefore the reason why the people who are in the malchus do it is also for avodah zarah reasons. And im kain, it's a clear issa deraisa and should be also under all circumstances. He says a chiddush that even though ba'atzem it was the reason why it was done was for avodah zarah, says the Tashbatz, that was in the generations before us. Today they just keep on the minhag, they're not even sure why. And since they, Lahedya, are not doing it for Avodah Zarah, therefore, it would be mutter. Now this idea that we find that it's also to cut off the whole head, cut off all the hair on the head, even not just leaving the pace, Ba'atzem, to be makif the payas and to leave the hair on top and to make like a mushroom or a step or something along those lines was something which was clearly avodah zarah. It's mavur like that in all the Rishonim. And the question is, why is it that to be makif the whole rush, why is that nechla? So a lot of the Rishonim asked this question as to why, if the whole problem is to leave that the avodah zarah was always to leave the hair on top and just to cut the hair on the bottom, so why, if you don't leave any hair, why is that nichlal b'chal the iser? So the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Reishon and Aleph says that the reason why it's aser to cut off all the hair, even though ba'etzem it's not doimet avodah zarah, is because it's a doime l'doime. It's daimer to something which is daimer to avodah zarah, and the Torah was so machmir in even a sniff of avodah zarah, and in the middle of the Torah made an iser to cut off the payas, even though you're cutting off the payas and leaving some of the hair there. Says the Sefer Achinuch, that's not good enough. The Torah asked even that. The Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahor brings this down, and he says that the Maisa, you see today that the minig HaKumrim was to take a shave off all the hair. The minig of the Galochim in his times was to shave off all the hair. So he said that the reason why, although in the time of the Torah that was not the minig was just to cut off the payas, but the reason why the Torah came along and asked everything was because God leave you a door of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's going to be a time where Kumrim are going to shave off all their hair, and therefore Chazal across the board just went and asked everything. There are other Mishonim who say very similar vart, that since there are some Galochim that do it this way and some Galochim that do it that way, Memela Chazal, the Torah came across and just asked everything. But what we see from here is a clear understanding from the way the Rishonim deal with Hakafas Kol HaRosh and Stam the Issa Payas, that the Issa to be Makif the Rosh, to cut off the Payas, whether it's leaving the rest of the hair or cutting off everything, is because of Ichshash of Avodah Zarah, that since in olden times, this was a way to serve Avodah Zarah. It was therefore considered Aser. Once we understand this, we can understand the chiluk, something that we're all aware of, but not necessarily does everybody realize what the vart is, and that is the difference between the payas, we'll call it on the head, and the payas of the beard. We all know that there's an iser leisakifu, that by the ear, person needs payas, people leave their sideburns up to a certain point of the ear, we won't go into how far. People have payas coming out from on top, hamachuna belaz briska payas, and there's a din clearly to have payas, to have here. Exactly how much is machlekes, but akoponim to definitely have here. And the reason for this is in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber brings a machlekes haposkim, whether one is allowed to cut his payas harosh, the payas by his ear, we'll call it, with a scissor ke'intar, b'misparayim ke'intar. The Rambam, interestingly enough, holds that it's not a problem. The Rambam holds that the only iser is to do it with a razor, and therefore to use a hair cutting machine, regardless of how small it is, which is pashtus, not a razor. So that would be mutter, and a person technically would be able to give himself even a triple zero right up on his entire head, because lemaisa, he's not doing it ke'intar. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that it's aser. Pashtus, it's only aser midirabanan, but Tosfos says that it's aser, and the Mechaber lemaisa brings both shittas and his machmer. Yet, in Siyud, when the Mechaber discusses the giluach of the zaken, over there he says that misparayim ke'intar, a scissor, which is like a razor, meaning that you cut everything off, says the Mechaber over there that it's mutter. And the chayyeh, the chiluk is very poshut, because by payas, the iki yisoid is lois hakifu. There was a certain look, there was a certain avodah zarah look that the Torah didn't want, and the Torah asked it. So even if you'll say that the iser, the iki iser ha-Torah, was only with misparayim, was only with a tar. However, the Chacham came along and said, look, the Torah didn't want you looking that way. The Torah didn't want you looking like Avodah Zarah, and Memeila will ask. However, by the Gidduch HaZaken, it wasn't a Yisoid Machmas Avodah Zarah. There was an Isra of Ashkasa in certain places, Exeris HaKosov. And therefore, over there, as long as it wasn't done Kein Tar, it's not necessarily the Avodah Zarah take a look. Memeila, even according to Tosfos, who holds that by Payas HaRosh, Giluach ke'entar, with a scissor, ke'entar, like a razor, all the way down to the bottom, would not be Aser, there would be no Gzeira. Even though, by Payas HaRosh, Tosfos holds is a Gzeira, here Tosfos would hold that there's no Gzeira. I just wanted to fear us with an interesting Shaila that I saw, something that we usually don't put too much thought into. So we're coming out from Tosfos, that Shitas HaTosfos is, which is gebracht in Shulchan Aruch, that not only is it also to cut payas with a tar, with a razor, but even a giluach ke'en tar, with a misparayim, with a scissor, which is not derech haschosa, if you're cutting off the payas lemaisa, it's also. Taruch Lener, in Masechtas Makis on Daf Chof, wants to know, according to Tosfos, that holds that this taka and iser, even if it's not a tar, this stam and iser to cut off the payas, what would be, can one pick on his payas with his hands? Can one pluck hairs out of his payas with his hands? And he wants to say that according to Tosfos that holds that it's only giluach, any giluach is also, not just giluach ke'en tar, not just giluach bitar, even giluach ke'en tar is also. Anytime you cut the hair, in any way you do it, it's also. So the Medrash Zok Taruch Lener, according to Tosfos, it would be also for a person to pluck out hairs in the place of his payas. However, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva in Yeridei Siman Kuf Lamed Tes comes out that it's not a problem. And he says that even according to the Shitas HaTosfos that holds that the Giluach is lav dafki betar, but it's even with a scissor, would be maskim that someone who just pulls hair out of his payas, toilish biyadov, would not be nichlal in this.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.